Thank you very much, Doug.
Care clothing had been established a long time, and it was literally, well, it was wiped out. All our database was lost, all our catalogues, all our stock, everything had gone. 40 years gone in smoke. And you lie there on the floor and just see it's just all burnt and gone. You know, you think, well, I've got to try and put something back together again here.
Can you put a figure on how much you lost? Is it possible to give it a number?
We'd had an independent company come 3 weeks before and done a stock take of the business and evaluation, which was in excess of £1 million. So all that was destroyed. But it's the knock-on effect which is the disaster. It's not the £1 million. As I say, all the time, it's all right talking about money. There are people that lost their lives, and they lost their lives. How do you put a figure on that? My personal situation is an absolute disaster, and we struggle from week to week, today to day. We've got this small business here at Penkridge Market. It's only open 2 days a week, though.
It's nowhere near the scale of what you had before.
No, we've put this together, and we're trying to get Care Clothing going again. We've got our website going, Care Clothing, and we're trying to work that along now and build that back up and get a new premises, and we're hoping that the council will help us like that. But we're trying to find a place, and, you know, at a reasonable rent, you see. This is where we shop.
What has this meant for you personally? Because for those 17 weeks where you were having treatment, mortgage bills, life still carries on.
Well, that's what I mean when I say the knock-on effect is an absolute disaster, because you suddenly find that you haven't got the income. You find you've defaulted, and then you put on the computer for a default, and yet you actually haven't done anything. The computer doesn't say, oh, yes, he was blown up in a fire and everything else. It doesn't say that. It just says, the computer says no, and that's the effect it has. Yeah.
Shall I let you serve this customer for a second?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We're trying to rebuild, but again, I have to be a realist, and I am a realist. I haven't got the years. I'm into my 60s now, and I haven't got the years. I shall do my best, but I don't feel as physically strong as what I used to be, you know.
And how has it affected you psychologically? Do you ever think back to that moment?
It's made me feel my age, because I haven't recovered as fast. Sometimes you just feel hopeless, because you haven't got the time to rebuild it, and that really is the answer. It's really a hopeless case. But we're not made of sugar, so we have to try.
And one change. Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.